Tokuoka and Gwen Nizek to go along with those three. Yeah. Man, you're going to have a power team.
It's going to be a tough team no matter who they end up playing next year, yeah.
Well, you can put Cambry Lockhart at your point and then have Tokuoka and Nizek as your wings with the twins in the middle. Oh, man, that's going to be, if that comes to fruition, that's going to be quite the team.
Well, just think of everything you got to sort out. You got to sort out who's going to coach and who, I mean,
it's a disaster.
Gonna be,
I hate
gonna
it.
Be tough.
I don't like it at all. I think it's a sad situation.
So Mike Ganey from Haynes, Sean Watson from Ketchikan, Rod Campbell from Sitka. The officials for today's matchup, and we're tipped up, and the ball will go to the Crimson Bears. It's Tokuoka now with it out on the left side. Looking down for a little bit of help. Tries to dump it in the middle. Finally does get it down to Kasperson. Her shot up, no good. And a jump ball called, and that will go to Thunder Mountain. Tied up by Gates.
Today I think the key for Juneau is going to be Tokuoka. Nizek and Hargraves have been steady, but they need that third score. And Tokuoka hasn't done a lot of scoring here at the region tournament. She's the key. They want to win this game. She's got to have a good game.
They get it now out on the right-hand side over to Kara Baxter, up to Kaylin. Now Karen Dang back to Kaylin. Kaylin now back up top to Karen Dang. They'll go to Kara out on the right wing. She'll dribble back to the top of the key, bounce pass out to Lockhart. Lockhart drives in on Tokuoka's shot up, no good. And Kaylin there with the offensive rebound and the putback, and Kara with an offensive rebound as well. They kick it out. And I didn't. Lockhart with the bucket.
Kara with the assist.
As we had our nose down in our books trying to get some stats down and missed the shot. Now down to Hargrave. Hargrave now out to Kasperson. Wanted to get it back to Hargrave. Now does. Hargrave now pull it out. Kicks it over to Nizek. Bombs away for three. And Gwen Nizek in the book in the lead. Now to the Crimson Bears on the feed.
Gwen been shooting flames here in the region tournament. She's been outstanding.
Karen Dang now for three. That no good. Gates with the offensive rebound. Her shot up no good. And Hargrave comes out of there with it.
Hargraves is tough on the glass. 6'4".
Now out to Tuckwood. Tuckwood crosses over. Lockhart steals it away. And gets it out to Karen Dang, and she was dribbling. She dribbled on the way up. That's what Mike Ganey said. The shot up underneath by Kaylin Baxter is up and in.
Jaya Karen Dang with the assist.
Lockhart with the steal there. Got to get that in.
I didn't see the dribbling part got up.
She did. She stepped up with one foot and then dribbled. Now another steal by Lockhart. And she's going to be off to the races coast to coast. Shot up, no good. Kaylin there to scoop it up, no good. And the rebound down to Nizek. And Juneau now with two turnovers up top to Tokuoka. 5:30 to go here in the first. Out to Hargrave. High post, right side. She'll hand it off down to Nizek. Nizek looking for a screen. Now she's going to pop from three. That one's short, no good. And Lockhart smart just to let that one go out of bounds instead of trying to nab it in traffic, and so it'll be Thunder Mountain ball with 5:19 to go and a one-point lead. Karen Dang now to the right side. Over to Kara Baxter. Baxter up to Kaylin. Now left side over to Lockhart. Lockhart drives in. Four-foot floater, no good. Tokuoka comes down with the rebound. And now she'll look to run the offense. Top of the key, calls out the play. Now goes right side over to Tuckwood. Tuckwood drives in on Lockhart, and Lockhart picks her pocket from behind.
Lockhart's playing good D and getting her hands all over the
yes,
ball.
Yes, she is.
Everything's picking it away, giving Tuckwood fits right up in her grill.
Nizek into Hargrave. Hargrave gets by Gates, shot up from the side, no good, and Kara Baxter with the defensive rip. She's got a pair of rebounds now as Lockhart now will push up the middle. Nobody there. She's going to turn and fire. That one rattles around and finally finds its way through.
She was looking to pass, and everybody went away. So she just shot it.
Yeah.
10-footer.
Thank you very much. Tokuoka, right side now, out near the far side. Looking in the middle to Hargrave. Hargrave spins on Gates, puts it up off the window, in and out, no good. Gets their own rebound, and the soft touch right back up and in.
Mila cleans up her own garbage. Offensive rebound and a putback.
6-5 Thunder Mountain. Lockhart at the elbow. Dumps it down low to Gates. Gates now going to bounce pass out, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Tokuoka. And it will be Thunder Mountain ball down low underneath their own basket with 4:03 to go here in the first.
Mika comes in and gives Jaya a break. A little switch out. Tough to even notice sometimes.
Now Mika, top of the key, goes right side over to Gates. The beginning when we started playing, they had different shoes. That was how it... Remember, their numbers were hard to read.
The last twins, too.
Yeah. And now Karendang, now down in the corner, down to Kara. Kara loses the handle, but comes back up with it. Now kicks it out. Lockhart for three from the top of the key. No good as Kasperson comes out of there with the rebound.
Kasperson's been really good at rebounding here in the region tournament.
Nizek loses the handle, now comes back up with it, drives back to the top of the key. Andy Lee there just coaching the heck out of his girls down low. Now stolen away by Karendang. As Karendang now pushes the other way, Kara slices the defense, shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in for two as Kara Baxter with her first bucket of the game. 8-5 Thunder Mountain. Now down low, Tuckwood pushed over by Cambry Lockhart, and that will be Cambry's first foul.
Cambry's going to have to get her brakes checked. She couldn't stop and just ran Tuckwood right over.
So that'll be the first team foul on the Crimson Bears. Nice flow to this game. 5 minutes into the game here before we got our first whistle. Tokuoka now will inbound. Tokuoka finally finds Nizek. Nizek steps back. 12-footer on the way. Got it.
Tokuoka with the assist.
That's her fifth point.
She's been pretty steady in this tournament, playing well for a sophomore.
And a little pushing foul is going to be whistled against Troxler, or Dobson, excuse me. Troxel
forced into action with all the fouls in the games this week and has earned herself more playing time.
Done good.
By that windfall, you know. We didn't see her a lot in the regular season, but now after she'd gotten in the game a few times because of all the fouls.
Kaylin Baxter, high post, now down on the right side. And a shot up on the way by Jenna Dobson on the feed from Kaylin Baxter is in. 10-7. And now touched and out of bounds off the Crimson Bears. That'll be their fourth turnover. And it will be Thunder Mountain ball. On the side with 2:32 to go here in the first. Kara Baxter to trigger. Gets it in now to Mika. Mika now back up top. Goes left to Kaylin. Kaylin steps in. 8-footer, got it.
Ouch, that's a good play.
Mika Karendang with the feed. Now quickly up to Hargrave. Hargrave going to drive in. Shot up, no good. And
out of bounds.
Nadia Wilson not able to hang on to the rebound. Ripped it out of there, but then lost it out of bounds.
Went down hard. Subs coming in for the Bears. It's like Kasperson and Tokuoka. Tuckwood and Troxel come out.
So they get it in now to Kara Baxter. She'll drive with 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Drives in the paint. Shot up, no good. And Hargrave going to be whistled for her first, I believe. We'll see what the official call is.
Yep.
And that is the call.
That'll send Kara Baxter to the foul line for a pair.
Second foul for the Crimson Bears here in the first half. Or first quarter, excuse me. First shot's going to be up by Kara. That one's short. She'll get one more.
Kara, usually a pretty steady free throw shooter. She's got 2 points so far in this game.
Second shot on the way is up, and that one takes a high bounce off the back of the iron, about four bounces on the iron before Hargrave finally gets it when it pops out. Now Nizek drives the lane, four-footer on the way, no good, and going to be tipped out of bounds off of Carandang, and it will be Juno ball with 1:53 to go underneath their own basket. Tokuoka calls out the inbound play. They get it into Nizek, wide open, bombs away, that one too long, and tipped out, and it will be Thunder Mountain ball as Wilson trying to track that one down on the miss. Couldn't get it. And so Dobson now will trigger in the backcourt for the Falcons. Gets it in now to Kara, who will bring it up. Kara, top of the key. Looking left side. Carandang pops out at the elbow, right side down to Kaylin, down low. She's going to drive baseline. Gets cut off by Hargrave. They kick it back out top to Carandang. Now over to Kara. Kara Baxter drives in, high post, kicks it back out to Kaylin. Now into Dobson, and she'll kick it out to Carandang for three. That one off the front of the iron, no good, as Wilson comes up with her first rebound. She'll clear it out now. Up top to Nizek, 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Is Nizek now going to bomb away from three? Got it.
Good look. Wow. Gwen's got eight now. 12-10, 1:04 to go in the quarter.
Dobson nearly has it stolen away as Tokuoka knocks it loose. Dobson tracks it back down. Kara kicks it out now into, that's Erickson who's checked in now for Thunder Mountain. Up top to Kaylin. Kaylin drives left and then throws it back out. Kara going to have to chase that one down out near half court. Left side now down to Dobson. And a foul going to be whistled. No.
Oh, that could have been a charge call easily.
Just lost the ball.
Well, I mean,
double
she, she didn't even consider Nizek was behind her. Was just going to run her over as well.
She was fronted and back. Nizek on the back and Hargrave on the front. So Gates now will trigger underneath. They bounce past it down low and stolen away by the Crimson Bears. I think that was Wilson with the steal.
It was.
And that's the first turnover on Thunder Mountain. And now Kasperson with it. And bad pass up top. Is Tokuoka going to have to track that one down into the backcourt? And Juno will have their fifth turnover here of the first half. 16.8 to go in the first quarter.
Great defense by Thunder Mountain, just creating mistakes without having to even put their finger on the ball. Just the pressure itself.
Lockhart checks back in as Erickson will go back to the bench for Thunder Mountain.
16.8 to go in the quarter.
They get it in now. Kara Baxter nearly has it picked away. And now it is thrown away as Tuckwood comes up with the steal. Tuckwood going to lose it out of bounds, and they're going to give it back.
Is that the first one on Thunder Mountain?
And one other one. 8.1 seconds left on the clock. Is Nizek going to check back in? And Wilson coming off. Trying to get her shooter in there for the last shot here in the quarter. As they get it down low, Kasperson shot up. No good. Batted around as Strong comes up with the rebound. She checked in for Thunder Mountain. And the shot not going to go. And so we're going to go to the break. 12-10 Thunder Mountain here after one. Stay tuned. We're coming your way in just 60 seconds.
Inbound pass stolen away by Kara Baxter. Now Tokuoka takes it back. Drives all the way down. Steps through. Layup good. What a move by Tokuoka. As Baxter and her trade steals.
Just those long arms able to get in that passing lane and just took it away.
Gates with it at the top. Swings right wing to Baxter. Lockhart. Now Baxter drives in off to Gates. 18-footer. Good. Kara Baxter with the assist. Gates with the basket.
Gates' first bucket of the game. 14-12. Thunder Mountain up.
Kasperson will bring it up. Off to Nizek. Nizek gets a screen. Goes right. Stops. Three-pointer on the way. Got it.
What a shot is Gwen Nizek now with 11.
Now Baxter pushes the other way. She's been shooting flames in this tournament.
Crimson Bears back on top.
Kara Baxter now. Mika. Kara. Drives it in. Goes right into the basket. Shot up. No good. Foul.
That's going to be two on Myla Hargrave.
Without a doubt. And that's going to be two shots for Kara Baxter as well. And she'll go back to the line where she missed her first two shots. And that's going to get Nadia Wilson off the bench for the Crimson Bears as they had just taken the lead on that Gwen Isaac three. First one for Kara is good this time. Ties it up at 15. Hargraves comes out. Like I said, you know, Nizik and Hargraves have been pretty steady, but they got to have some scoring out of Tokuoka in this one. Thunder Mountains is too balanced on the other side as Kara makes them both. Into Tuckwood. Hounded by Lockhart, brings it all the way up the left side. Gets it to Wilson in the corner. Tokuoka comes to get it.
D.
Drives. Little runner. Spins off. Rebound, Kaylin Baxter. Kara brings it all the way up the right side. She's going to attack. Steps through. Got it.
Oh, that was a great move as Kasperson had set up nicely in the paint to take the charge.
Euro-stepped her.
Kara went right around her.
Total. That's called a Euro-step. Yeah. That was beautiful. Wilson in the corner now. Drives it into the paint, and then she travels. Eight turnovers on the Bears. 18-15, Thunder Mountain up. 6:14 to go in the first half. That Jaya's back in there. To Cambry Lockhart. Up to Kaylin Baxter. Now Gates for three. Too hard. Rebound. Battle for it. Cambry Lockhart comes away with it. Out to Lockhart for three. Got it.
Shot off for Karen Ding. Fed it back to her. I think.
Yeah. Cambry with seven now. And a foul on Kara Baxter. She got out of position on Tokuoka. Sub coming in. Troxel for the Bears. Tokuoka is going to come out for a brief minute. 21-15, 5:45 to go in the quarter, in the half. Wilson up to Gwen Nizik. Now to Chloe Kasperson. Tried to drive it in. Needs help. Gets it out to Troxel. Troxel resets. Now to Tuckwood. Tuckwood forces it inside to Chloe Kasperson. Her shot up good.
That was a tough take by Chloe. She's had double team down low.
Raina Tuckwood gets the assist coming the other way. Kara Baxter shot no good. Nadia Wilson with the rebound. And then she throws it away to Cambry Lockhart. Little teardrop runner is good. So Wilson got the rebound, turned it over. Cambry Lockhart with the steal in the basket. 6-point lead for the Falcons. Tuckwood drives it down. Oh, dumps to Gwen Nizik for the layup. Good. Tuckwood with another assist. Gwen Nizik having a big game with 13 in the first half. And a timeout by Coach Andy Lee of Thunder Mountain. It's the 32nd timeout. This is run-and-gun basketball right here.
Yeah, both teams swapping leads here in the second quarter. Want to remind everybody, this is our first game of a doubleheader. We've got the Thunder Mountain boys and the Juno Douglas Crimson Bear boys coming up next as Thunder Mountain, again, in the driver's seat on the boys' side as well. As Thunder Mountain, K-High dropping, let's see, Thunder Mountain beating the Crimson Bears in the opening night, 62-54, then beat the K-High Kings on Wednesday night in an incredible game where Sam Lockhart hit 26 points in the fourth quarter and Thunder Mountain beat out K-High 66-63.
Sam, the legend, Lockhart. That was the most brilliant performance we've ever seen in the Region 5 tournament in our 21 years on the mic. Without
question.
It was crazy.
It was just insane. And then Crimson Bears besting the K-High Kings 67-68 yesterday, or 67-48 yesterday. To force that rematch.
Kaylin Baxter feeds it into Gates. Gates, tough time with it, gets it away though. And then Lockhart nearly lost it. Dove on it, got it back. Out to Kara. Kara wants to drive into the lane, shot up, no good, a foul.
Is that going to come against Nizik? The two officials talking it over.
Maybe they'll call player control. No, that's not going to happen.
Nizek. That'll be her first. Team second here in the quarter.
Russ was right. I'm generally wrong, so it's just normal. First one for Kara Baxter. We do have one game in memory, though, that every time we said who the foul was on, the entire game, it was someone else. It was just crazy.
We were about 0 for 25 that game, weren't we?
It was the weirdest game. Looks like the foul's on her. Nope. It was crazy.
How bad we were that day. Watching a different game.
Yeah,
that's
we
for
were.
Sure.
Nadia Wilson drives, streaks up the side, shot no good. Cambry Lockhart with the rebound. As coming up court, it was the pass up court, was knocked away and out of bounds.
Nizek and Wilson there on defense. The pass intended for Kara Baxter.
Nadia Wilson comes out. Layla Tokuoka comes in. Cambry Lockhart looking to get it in. Tipped out by Tuckwood. As you can hear today, our voice is getting a little rough on day four. I think this is my 12th game of the tournament.
Yeah, we got a little gas in the tank.
I think it's our 12th game of the tournament apiece.
Yeah, we've called a lot of games over the last few days.
Jaya over to Kara, far side, up to Gates. Over to Jaya for three, no good. Tokuoka pulls the rebound.
Her second.
Troxel. Now to Tokuoka. Troxel. Back to Nizek. Nizek spins away. Pulls up for three. Got it!
Right in the face of Kaylin Baxter.
Wow.
She shot that in deep traffic, and Kaylin had a hand right in her face.
And like I said, Gwen shooting flames. Now Gates long two. That's no good. And Isaac pulls the rebound and just gets hammered to the court.
Kara Baxter going to be whistled for a little hip check down there.
Isaac, if the Crimson Bears win today, it's going to be because of Gwen.
She's got 16 already here in the first half.
Well, she's been on fire in this tournament. She tore Kahai up yesterday as well. Oh, bad pass on the inbounds, throws it away.
Tokuoka thought Nizek was going to turn up court. She turned back towards the end line, and that one just sailed right over her head, and nobody home to get it.
Gwen got faked out.
10th turnover on the Crimson Bears here in the first half. And Thunder Mountain with only three. Surprisingly, the Crimson Bears still hanging in there.
Lockhart to trigger down. Into Kara Stronger, shot up no good, but a foul on Wilson.
Good pass and a strong take there by Kara. Foul going to be whistled on Wilson, like Clark said. That'll be her first, third team foul.
Got to give it up for Kara. Been on this team all 4 years, hasn't got much varsity playing time, but always had a good attitude and stayed with it. Now she's earning a little playing time here in the Region 5 tournament. Shot no good. Never say die attitude.
That's right.
Always got a great attitude, cheering her teammates on. She'll get one more. Second one, no good. Rebound, Kaylin. Resets to Jaya, down to Kara on the post, shot up, good.
What a take. Jaya with her second assist, and Kara in the book with the bucket.
Coming the other way. Kasperson, 10-footer, no. Rebound, Kaylin Baxter.
That's Kaylin's fifth rebound of the night.
Lockhart now up top to Gates. They swing it around to Jaya. They want Kara against Wilson.
It's a good matchup for Thunder Mountain.
Kara's strong. She's strong. Right fitting last name because she is really strong. But she gets positions. Shot no good. Gwen Nizek with the rebound. Coast to coast layup. Good.
Her second rebound, and now she's got 18 points in the game.
Man, she is tearing it up. 27-24, Thunder Mountain. Baxter. Lockhart. Blocked by Tokuoka. Lockhart gets it back.
Out to Kalen Baxter. Drive. Scoop. Good with the left hand.
Kalen now with 6 points. 29-24 Thunder Mountain with 2:15 to go here in the half.
Coming back the other way at a timeout by Coach Nizek. I don't know if she wanted to call it, but she did. 30-second timeout. 29-24 with 2:11 to go here in the half. And, boy, how about Gwen Nizek?
Yeah, she's just having a fantastic week. Great game here today. Well, we got just a second. I want to make sure we give a big shout-out to the sponsors bringing you Thunder Mountain Falcons and Juno Douglas Crimson Bears basketball here on KINY. They include Alaska Industrial Hardware, Catholic Community Services, Glacier Auto Parts, Zentropa, Taku Plumbing, Snowy Storage, LG Rayfield, Country Financial, Glacier Bear Construction, the Bustin' Out Boutique, and Subway. So thanks to all of those sponsors bringing you Bears and Falcons basketball here on the radio. Make sure you stop into those businesses, spend a few dollars, and tell them thanks for bringing you basketball here on the radio. 2:11 to go here in the second. Thunder Mountain by 5.
Nadia Wilson traveled with it on the inbound play. 11 turnovers now on the Bears. Jaya brings it up for Thunder Mountain. Off to Kalen. Kara Strong at the top. Back to Kalen Baxter. Now to Lockhart. Jaya. Gates. Over to Kalen. Drives in. Dumps to Kara underneath. Shot up. Good.
Kalen with her second assist and Kara Strong with her second basket. The quarter.
Boy, Kara, she knows how to seal the defender down there, get position, seal the defender, and then she's got it. She's tall. Got to be 5'11". Now Tokuoka long shot, no good. And rebound Gates as they come the other way. Lockhart steps through. Foul.
Down on the deck, no shot.
Lockhart playing as well as we've seen her play all year today.
Raina Tuckwood going to be whistled for her first, team's fourth foul. 1:20 to go here in the half.
Inbounded underneath to Kalen Baxter. Steps back, now drives. Scoop, no good. Kara Strong, offensive rebound and the putback. Kara with 6 points.
Lighting it up here.
He is. A huge game, you know, she's having a great game already. Great quarter. 1 minute to go in the half. Wilson off to Tuckwood for a three. Got it!
That's Wilson's first assist and Tuckwood's first basket of the game. 33-27.
Kalen Baxter down in the corner to Gate.
Thunder Mountain on top.
Swinging around, Jaya for three. Got it.
That was Kalen Baxter's third assist. Jaya's first bucket of the game.
Now Tuckwood coming the other way. Needs help. Out to Wilson. Wilson drives it into the paint, gets it to Nizek. Fake the three, had two guys chasing her. Now to Tokuoka. Now to Tuckwood. And blocked and taken away by Kara Strong. Now Lockhart coast to coast with the scoop, no dice. Tuckwood with the rebound, and that will end the first half with our score. Thunder Mountain on top, 36-27 over the Crimson Bears. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back with our first half wrap-up. Welcome back to the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here at Mount Edgecombe County School. Clark Schlaniker along with Russell Thomas as we are at halftime as Thunder Mountain hoping to win this one and cut down the nets as your Region 5 Southeast champion as they are on top by 9 here in the first half. And they've had just a really balanced attack here as they have been led in the first half by Cambry Lockhart with 9 points. Three field goals, one three-pointer. Cambry with three steals and two rebounds, one of her rebounds offensive. And then 8 points for Kara Baxter on two field goals. She's 4 for 6 from the foul line. Kara's got a steal, two assists, and three rebounds, two of those rebounds offensive. 6 points for Kaylin Baxter on three field goals. She's got three assists and three offensive rebounds, two defensive rebounds. 6 points for Kara Strong on three field goals, 0 for 2 from the line. She's got a block shot, three rebounds, one of her rebounds offensive. And then 3 points for Jaya Carandang on one three-pointer. Jaya with three assists as well. 2 points for Ashlyn Gates on one field goal. She's got two rebounds, one of those offensive. 2 points for Jenna Dobson on one field goal. And Thunder Mountain, you only got three turnovers on Thunder?
Yeah.
Thunder Mountain only had three first-half turnovers. I have to check on a number that low.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I had, too. And, you know, of course, all our stats unofficial, but kind of give you a flavor of the game. And really what it tells you is that Thunder Mountain did a way better job taking care of the ball there in their first half than the Crimson Bears did. We got the Crimson Bears with 11 unofficial turnovers there in the first half. And Thunder Mountain was turning up the D and making things tough for Juneau, and then a few mistakes, unforced errors by the Crimson Bears there to turn the ball over in that first half as well.
Well, yeah, so Thunder Mountain did have 7 defensive rebounds and 9 offensive rebounds in the first half, as they did out-rebound Juneau a little bit, but it's the offensive rebounds, 9-1, that's the killer.
Well, taking things, if you're Coach Andy Lee, you come out of the locker room and you try and figure out a way to shut down Gwen Nizek, as all the Crimson Bears offense has been at her hands. 18 of their 27 points there in the first half, as Nizek has been on fire. 4 3-pointers in the first half, along with 3 buckets from inside. Nizek also chipping in 2 defensive rebounds in the first half. Tuckwood with 3 on 1 3-pointer. She's got a steal and 2 assists, 1 defensive rebound, and then 2 points apiece for Chloe Kasperson, Layla Tokuoka, and Myla Hargrave. All of those ladies with 1 bucket each from the field. Kasperson with 1 defensive rebound, and Tokuoka, 1 block shot, 1 steal, 1 assist, and 2 defensive rebounds. And then Hargrave with an assist, 1 offensive rebound, and 2 defensive rebounds in the outing. And then Nadia Wilson did not score, but has 1 steal, 1 assist, and 2 defensive rebounds for the Crimson Bears. I got the Crimson Bears, like we said earlier, 11 total turnovers for Juneau. And I only had them, like Clark mentioned, 1 offensive rebound and 10 defensive rebounds there in the first half. And so see if Juneau can try and clean that up a little bit, turn up the heat on Thunder Mountain. But right now, Thunder Mountain with the 9-point lead coming out of the halftime break. And Juneau going to have a tough hill to climb in order to upset the Falcons, as they're playing about like we've expected them to here through the tournament. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. Stay tuned. More coming your way from the Region 5 4A bracket right after this. Welcome back to the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium at Mount Edgecombe High School here in Sitka. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniger with you, bringing you Region 5 4A championship basketball here on KINY. Glad you could be with us this afternoon. The Thunder Mountain Falcons leading the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears 36-27 as we come out of the halftime break. And it will be Thunder Mountain ball to start the second half.
So far, the Thunder have rolled.
They have, absolutely. As Carandang, that's Jaya Carandang, gets it in now to Lockhart. Out to Kaylin, up top now to Jaya. Left side back to Lockhart, and she can't hang on. Goes right through her hands and out of bounds.
That was a hot potato from Jaya. A lot of mustard on that one.
They get it in now to Tuckwood. Tuckwood to Tokuoka. Now back to Tuckwood for the Crimson Bears. She'll bring it up on Lockhart. Tuckwood drives left. Down low, steps to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, and then Lockhart just takes it away from her.
Confiscated it for steal.
Lockhart really going to work hard on defense, and now
turn it back over.
Thunder Mountain just can't hang on as they go up the court. Two quick
turns. They only had three turnovers in the first half and two in the first 30 seconds here.
They get it to Tuckwood, gives it right back to Tokuoka. She's going to drive up on Kara Baxter. Now we'll center things up, midcourt. Right side over to Nizik. Nizik, little head fake, drives the lane, shot up, no good. That one hangs on the rim, and Kaylin Baxter finally coming up with it. That's her sixth rebound. She'll get it out to Jaya. Back to Kaylin. Jaya in the corner. She's going to bomb away. That one good as Kaylin Baxter with her fourth assist, and Jaya Carandang knocking down her second three of the game. Biggest lead of the game now for the Falcons at 12.
One of the Carandangs won the three-point contest. Not sure which one.
They get it down to Kasperson. Kasperson, bounce pass out to Tuckwood. From 14 feet, left side, no good. As Kaylin Akara had the rebound, and then Hargrave knocked it out of her hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Thunder Mountain ball on the far side with 6:41 to go here in the third.
12-point lead for Thunder Mountain with 6:40 to go, yep.
Jaya now, top of the key. Goes over to Lockhart. Lockhart now bounce pass to Kaylin Baxter at the high post. Gates pops out. Now Carandang get a bomb away for three on the feed from Gates. No good. Lockhart with the offensive rebound. That's her fourth. Kicks it back out to Carandang. Back up top to Lockhart. Lockhart one bounce. Left side over to Gates out on the wing. As Carandang pops out. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Kasperson comes out to put her hand up in her grill. They get it back out. Now Carandang's going to fire away on the feed from Lockhart. No good as Kasperson comes out of there with the rebound.
Only her second rebound. Chloe's been a rebounding machine here in the tournament.
Carandang all over Chloe up top. She's trying to clear a little bit of space. Nearly stolen away as Nizik has to track that one down in the backcourt. And Coach Andy Lee shouting encouragement from the sideline. Likes the defense the girls are putting up. They get down to Tokuoka, down into Hargrave. What a feed by Tokuoka, and Hargrave up and in for two.
Layla knew right where she was going with that one.
Threaded the needle on that one. Kara Baxter drives in, and the two officials going to confer. Hargrave went down to the deck, and offensive foul going to be whistled against Kara Baxter, her second.
That was good. They got the right call. Hargraves had great position. That's a turnover, three of those now in the quarter. They got together and discussed it. They liked it. I liked the call. I thought it was right.
So now it'll be Nizik to trigger in the backcourt. Gets it in now to Troxel. She'll give it right back to Nizik, who will bring it across. Top of the key, looking for a little screen from Hargrave. Now gets it to Hargrave at the high post. Back out to Nizik. Tokuoka wanted it in the paint and a little hand check foul against Gates.
Little cheapy.
That's her first. Team second.
Little Waffen says it's a little forearm shiver. They call it a weak sauce call. I mean, let him play. It wasn't making no difference.
Tokuoka now gets it into Nizik. Nizik, step back. Gates right in her grill, no call. And Kaylin Baxter comes up with the rebound on the miss. Nizik had Gates all over. Now Lockhart from 15 gets it done all by herself.
Man, that was wet like water.
Dropped it right through, 41-29. They get it in now to Hargrave. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Nizik, a 30-second timeout.
12-point lead still for Thunder Mountain, 41-29, 4:47 to go in the third quarter. If Thunder Mountain wins, they'll be cutting down the nets. If Juno wins, we'll play it again tomorrow.
If you're following the tournament bracket at all, we got Championship 2A coming up your way tonight after this doubleheader here on KINY. For those of you interested in picking up tonight's 2A championship games, you can pick it up off the KTKN live stream down in Ketchikan as they'll be broadcasting both games tonight. 6:30, our scheduled tip-off for the girls' finals featuring the Metlakatla Mischief and the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. And then the nightcap game tonight will feature the Metlakatla Chiefs and the Petersburg Vikings in the men's final on the 2A side. So lots more championship basketball coming your way here today. Tokuoka inbounds. Now goes right side. Down low to Kasperson and has it knocked away. Finally gets it over to Nizek somehow. Nizek shot up no good, and a foul going to be whistled. A travel. They're going to give Lockhart the rebound. Her defensive rebound and then a travel. So that'll be the fourth turnover by Thunder Mountain Falcons as they get it in out of Hargrave. Hargrave drives in on Gates, baseline, kicks it out. Over to Wilson. Wilson in the paint. Little scoop to the hoop. No good. And Kasperson there to get the offensive rebound and the putback for two. That's is that her second basket of the
game?
Yeah,
but that's Chloe's a rebounder, man. She only one rebound in the first half. Wasn't the norm for her.
Lockhart out to Gates. Now up to Mika Karandang. Mika goes right side. No, it's going to go to Lockhart on the right. Now goes to out to Dobson. Now back up top. Kalen drives in at the high post. Out to Dobson. Dobson, couple dribbles down in the corner to Gates. Gates to Karandang. Karandang with the three-point shot. That one high off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound down to Nadia Wilson, her third. But she's now going to push it up to Hargrave. Hargrave back to Wilson. Wilson on the cut. Gets it over to Kasperson in the paint. Shot up, no good. And Gates going to get the rebound. And then she'll be fouled immediately.
She got run over by a truck.
And Kasperson going to be whistled for her first foul.
Wilson came in. You could have called it on either one of them. Wilson came flying in and ran everybody over.
So that's the first foul on the Crimson Bears. Thunder Mountain by 10 here with 3:25 to go here in the third. It's 41-31. And now Thunder Mountain will inbound in the backcourt. Juno, some light pressure.
They're not letting Isaac get shots in this quarter yet.
Now they get it out to Lockhart. Lockhart drives around, gets it over to Karandang. Mika now going to drive to the left, high post, pulls it back outside the three-point line. Kasperson all over her. Now they hand it off. Now dumps it underneath, and a shot for or an assist from Cambry Lockhart down to Kara Strong, up and in for two.
Kara's having a great game today.
That's Lockhart's first assist.
It's the most points I've seen Kara score in a game. 8 points now.
Now down as Wilson drives into the paint. Shot up, no good. Lockhart with another rebound. That's her seventh. She's the shortest player out on the other than the Karandangs, and she's killing it as now the feed over to Mika Karandang is up and in for three. That come from Kaylin Baxter?
Yeah. What do you got
five?
For rebounds for Cambry? I got six.
Seven. Four offensive, three defensive.
Got it.
Now they're going to go to Hargrave. Hargrave kicks it out over to Tuckwood. Tuckwood bombs away off the window. No good. And the long rebound going to go into the backcourt.
That's legal.
Went off the backboard, so Juno had to track that one down in the backcourt.
She wasn't sure.
I don't think the ref was sure either. I had to think about it for a sec. You don't ever see that. Hargrave now drives in. Double team, kicked it out to Tuckwood. He probably had to go, all right, yeah, that's right, we're good.
I'll allow it.
Now down to Wilson. Wilson in the paint and a hold in the middle.
Mika didn't like it.
That will be Karandang's first foul.
She gave him the old, come on, man. 46-31, 1:44 to go here in the third. Thunder Mountain on top.
So it'll be Nizek to trigger underneath with one.
I mean, the big thing here in the third quarter, the defense from Kalen Baxter on Gwen Nizek, just not letting her have it.
They get it in now, try and feed it back underneath, and it's stolen away by Kalen. And they'll clear it out.
She's
second
reading
turnover.
My mail.
They get it in now to Karandang. Karandang now out to Kalen on the left side. Kalen drives in, kicks it up top to Kara. Kara drives in at the high post. Back to Kalen outside the three-point line. They'll swing it around to the left side. Mika now out to Dobson. Dobson, one dribble and a hand check foul against Chloe Kasperson will be her second.
Here's the crazy part. I heard that Colony beat the Thunder Mountain girls by like 30 up north.
Oh, wow.
They're that good.
Wow. That's tough.
They don't have many losses on the year, that's for sure.
They get it in now to Mika. Over to Dobson, and Mika travels. Drug the pivot foot, and that will be five turnovers already on Thunder Mountain here. We're not out of the third quarter yet. Juno doing a good job taking care of the ball here in the third. They've only got two turns. So it'll be Gwen Nizek to trigger for the Crimson Bears. They get it in now to Hargrave. Hargrave going to dribble up on Strong, pull it back out. Bad pass stolen away by Kaylin Baxter. And Kaylin now will get it out to Kara. Kara, left side, up top, Karendang. Bombs away for three. That one maybe partially blocked by Hargrave.
Tuckwood came up with it.
Now three for Tokuoka, in and out of the can, no good. And there's Cambry Lockhart with another rebound. And now stolen away by Tuckwood, coming the other way. Frantic action here, trying to get it all in the book. Tokuoka to Hargrave at the free throw line. Turns, fires, short, no good. Kara Strong with her fourth rebound. And a travel now going to come against Lockhart on the upcourt pass. And that will be seven turnovers now on Thunder Mountain. 28.6 seconds to go here in the third. 15-point lead for the Falcons, up 46-31, and kicked on the inbounds pass. Kara Strong so long, it's just hard to pass over the top of her or around her, especially on that angle. That's a couple times. She had one steal on the other side at that same angle, and then that one kicked it as it's inbounded now to Tokuoka. 25 seconds to go here in the third. Tokuoka drives left. Kicks it out to Tuckwood, back to Tokuoka. Down on the baseline. She'll spin. Gets by Kara Baxter. What a take by Layla Tokuoka, and that's her fourth point of the game.
Spin cycle got right by her. 10 seconds.
Lockhart drives down, left side. Stops, pops from 14. That one in and out, no good. And Tuckwood comes up with the rebound as the buzzer sounds. 46-33 going to be your score as we head to the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. More coming your way right after this quick break.
Live and local play-by-play continues on KINY.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
The Blood Bank of Alaska is asking for donors to save lives. Your one donation can be the difference for a patient in need. Blood Bank of Alaska wants to remind you to schedule your life-saving appointment today at 907-222-5630. One in three Alaskans will need blood in their lifetime. For more information, visit...
How long of a break?
This message was made possible by Zentropa Services' skillful and artful solutions to problems.
Hi, this is Janelle Anderson, partner at LG Rayfeld and a longtime supporter of Spruce Root. Spruce Root is a native community development financial institution that supports Southeast Alaska's people and businesses to promote resilient communities and build a strong local economy. They provide small business loans, career and business coaching, community facilitation services, and a variety of virtual and in-person workshops. Visit sprucerout.org to see their upcoming events and to learn more about how Spruce Root can support you.
Welcome back.
Karendang going to be whistled for the foul after Gwen Nizek comes up with the defensive rebound, and she'll be fouled. Mika Karendang with her second. Team's first foul of the fourth quarter here.
Nizek will trigger for the Bears. Nizek only got one shot in the third quarter, and it was blocked. Now up to Hargraves, back to Tuckwood. Underneath the Casperson, misses the shot, and Lockhart comes away with it. And then they turn it over to Tokuoka, And she misses the shot, but she's fouled.
And Lockhart going to be whistled for her second.
How about Lockhart?
I was just gonna
nine
say,
rebounds
I was just
now.
Going to say, she's leading both teams here with rebounds by a lot.
Like 5-2.
Yeah, it's crazy. She's having a great game.
She is. She's having a fantastic game. Tokuoka at the foul line. Shot up. Good. Yeah, Gwen Nizek, 18 first-half points. None in the third. She only got one shot. Kaylin Baxter shut her down. Second free throw, no good. Is that
Taryn
Bika with the rebound? Coming the other way. Gates looking for Baxter. Not there. Back out. Mika for three. No. Chloe Kasperson pulls the rebound.
It's her fourth rebound of the night.
Tuckwood back to Kasperson. She brings it across. Now gives off to Nizek. Hargraves comes out to give her a screen. Down to Kasperson in the paint. It's double teamed. Away to Hargraves. Hargraves, left-handed shot. Good.
Hargrave with her sixth point of the game.
Kara Baxter coming the other way. They got it down to 10. Now stolen away by Nizek. Ah, oh, then she double dribbled.
Wow, that's too bad. Five turnovers now on the Crimson Bears. You got eight for
Thunder Mountain? Yeah, I do.
A full timeout going to be taken by the Thunder Mountain Falcons, so we'll take a quick break. 6:40 to go here in the game. Thunder Mountain by 10.
Welcome back. Thunder Mountain ball coming out of the timeout. Cambry Lockhart over to Gates, left wing. Up to Lockhart. Goes right. Needs help. Gets it to a cutting Kara Baxter. Back to Lockhart. Back out to Jaya. Jaya. Goes to Lockhart. Little teardrop from the foul line. No good. Kasperson comes away with the rebound. She'll bring it up herself. Gets it across the timeline. Over to Tokuoka. Now to Hargraves at the high post. Turns. Gets in, steps through. Shot up. No good. Foul on Gates.
I think Gates caught her, like you said.
She'll
coming in from behind.
She'll go to the line for two. Could get it down to single digits. It's been a hot minute since they were under 10-point lead. Shot on the way. Good.
Hargrave drops it right through the bottom of the net.
Tuckwood comes in for Kasperson. One more coming. Shot on the way. Good. Nothing but net for Hargraves. Up ahead to Kara Baxter. Drives it in. Hands off to Lockhart. Baxter open in the corner. Drive. Scoop. Rolls off. No good. Nizek had it but couldn't hold on. It's going to go out to Thunder Mountain.
.540 to go here in the game. Thunder Mountain by 8.
Inbounded to Kara Baxter. Her shot no good. Rebound, Karen Dang. That's Jaya now. They reset. Kaylin now to Lockhart. Left wing Gates. Down to Kara on the post. Shot up, no good. Hargraves rips the board. Hargraves will bring it up herself. Now hands off to Tokuoka. Skipped over to Tuckwood. She wants to drive baseline. Little runner, no good, but a foul.
What a take. I think Kara Baxter going to draw the foul there, and that is the call. Going to be her third. A nice little take by Tuckwood. Not intimidated by the much bigger Kara. Just drove right around her and did a little underhand shot up off the window.
Shot coming for Tuckwood. First one rolls in. Good.
Could make it a six-point game here.
Troxel comes in for Mary Johnson, who was in briefly.
Juno just chipping away. Climbing their way back into this one slowly.
One more coming. Tuckwood. Shot. No. And rebound. Cambry Lockhart.
And a double-double for Cambry now. 10 rebounds and 11 points. Impressive.
If we had a player of the game sponsor, yeah. we'd probably give her player of the game.
She's earning it for sure.
Gates. Drives. Scoop. No. Rebound, Gwen Nizek. Coming the other way. Slows it down. She takes the three. Got it!
Oh, wow.
Gwen finally gets an open look and continues to shoot flames.
46-42.
Lockhart drive baseline. Cut off. Dobson now. Out to Jaya. They swing it around. Kaylin Baxter drives right down the Broadway. Block, but a foul.
Going to go against Mila, maybe? We'll see.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
No.
Wrong.
Tokuoka got her from the side. First team foul for Juno.
Oh, man. I just looked up. 46-42? Yeah. What? I mean, yeah. How did that happen?
They just chipped it away.
You get caught lost in the game here. Look up, and the score's close. 4:20 to go in the game. 47-42 as Kaylin makes the first one. Now she'll get one more. That's no good. Rebound, Troxel.
It's her first rebound of the night.
Up ahead, Tuckwood. And Lockhart snipes it from her. And then they foul her.
Boy, that's Lockhart's fifth steal, too. She's just filling up the stat sheet tonight.
She's having a ridiculous game.
Raina Tuckwood going to be whistled for her second. Second team foul.
Gwen Nizek going to get a quick break here. Full court pressure. Lockhart looking to get it in. Gets it in. Back to Lockhart quickly, and she scoots up court. Gets it across quickly. Weaves through traffic. Tried to dump it down low, right into the hands of Hargraves. And they'll come the other way. Tuckwood.
Five-point game. Thunder Mountain on top, 3:55 to go.
Tuckwood weaves through traffic, falls down, and turns it over. Now Nizek coming back in for Tuckwood. As Tuckwood gets up, gimping a little bit. Not too bad, though. Smarting, I guess you would say.
That's probably a good word for it.
Dobson into Meek Jaya. Back to Dobson. Lost the handle, but Jaya swept right in and grabbed it. Over to Kaylin Baxter. Out to Cambry Lockhart. Five-point lead. Gwen Nizek all over Lockhart. Pestering her. Dobson. Drives baseline. Gets it out to Jaya. Now Cambry Lockhart. Jenna Dobson. And a little ticky foul on Nadia Wilson.
Oh, timeout. Going to be a timeout taken by Thunder Mountain there before. So that was what the whistle was. 47-42, 3:18 to go. And we're going to take a quick 60-second break.
Still Thunder Mountain ball, 3:18 to go. They're on top by 5. They were up by 13 at the beginning of the fourth. Lockhart crosses over, dumps down to Dobson on the base. She has to kick it out. Resets out to Lockhart out top. Now Kara Strong. And she had it knocked away by Hargraves out of bounds. It's going to be, looks like Dobson will trigger for Thunder Mountain. Inbounded to Kara Strong, out to Lockhart. Lockhart spins away from trouble, over to Dobson. And Dobson lost it. Tokuoka picks it up. Spin cycle blocked by Kara Baxter. And it goes out of bounds.
Wow. Kaylin Baxter. Is it Kaylin who was down there?
Oh, yeah. Kaylin. Okay, yeah, you're right. Kara's not on the floor. Block.
That was a big block. A great move by Tokuoka down low. bend. She knew she couldn't shoot over the top of her, so she stopped and spun back to the inside. And Kaylin got her backhand up and blocked her on the backside.
Inbounded to Nizek. Drives baseline. Gets by her man. Hands off to Nadia Wilson for the shot.
Nizek with her first assist, and Nadia in the book with her first basket of the game. We got a three-point game.
It's a one-possession game now. Mika needs help. Gets it to Kaylin Baxter. Kaylin drives. Gets inside. Scoops with the left hand and one.
That was a tough take. Foul going to go against Hargrave, her third, team's third.
Kara Baxter comes back in for Kara Strong. Boy, Andy Lee's got great minutes out of Kara Strong today. And she's someone we just haven't seen play a lot either.
Yeah.
Great
minutes.
You'd
love to see somebody come off the bench and just contribute. It's awesome.
I do too. I'm proud of her. Hargrave gets it across the timeline herself. Dumps over to Wilson. Saved by Tuckwood. Wilson comes up with it and then throws it away.
Eight turnovers now on the Crimson Bears here in the second half.
2:02 to go, 50-44. Chloe Kasperson comes back in for Wilson. Inbounded to Kara Baxter. Back to Lockhart. Lockhart gets it across the timeline. Now to Mika Carendang. Kara Baxter on Thunder Mountain doesn't have to do nothing. And they almost turned it over. They got it back out to Lockhart. They reset. Lockhart now off to Kaylin Baxter. They don't have to shoot unless they get a layup. That's it. Mika. Now Erickson. Gets it over to Kaylin Baxter. 1:20 to go. They got to start fouling at some point here. Lockhart. Now care of Kaylin Baxter. And that's not who you want to foul.
No, and not who you wanted to be the fouler either. As Myla Hargrave now going to have her fourth.
That's what I
meant. Oh, yeah.
That's not
yeah
who
well,
you want
fouling. Either way, you don't want to send Kaylin Baxter to the line either.
That's only four. They need one more.
Coach Nizek going to take a timeout, so we're going to take one more break with 1:10 to go here in the game. 50-44, Thunder Mountain holding on to the lead. 1:10 left to go here in this one. Locked up, 50-44, Thunder Mountain with the lead and the ball coming out of the timeout.
Inbounded now to Kara Baxter. Wilson all over her, and she fouls. And now Kara's going to go to the line for a pair here.
Kara, 4 of 6 from the free throw line here tonight.
This could hurt.
She's been quiet, though, in the second half.
She does
put up eight points in the first half, nothing here in the second.
Kaylin's got a great line going for the day, that's for sure. She misses the first one. Kara Strong comes in now for Mika Carendang. And Andy Lee has just made a decision that he's going to own the paint with the two Baxters of Kara Strong. No layups.
Yeah, we're going to make you shoot us. You're going to beat us from outside, right?
Without a doubt. Second one, no good. Rebound, Gwen Nizek.
Her fifth.
Off to Kasperson. Kasperson brings it all the way up the left side. Off to Tokuoka. Boy, they got to get a shot. Here's Nizek. Lost the handle. Got it back.
Nice
to
save.
Kasperson. Now to Hargrave. Down in the corner to Tuckwood. She's going to drive over to Tokuoka. Shot up and one. And that was a disaster defensively for the Bears.
Well, and it was kind of a disaster offensively for Thunder Mountain, too. It was a broken play. And they were able to feed it in there.
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, you don't want to get the end one.
Yeah.
If you're going to foul, you can't let her get the shot off.
Yeah.
I said it wrong. You got it right.
The whole thing kind of broken down, and then Thunder Mountain made a a bad play underneath by giving her the three-point play. It's going to be a one-minute timeout. We'll keep it right here.
At this point,
on both sides, both teams played it wrong. The offense wasn't good. The defense was worse. And Tokuoka able to get the shot to drop.
At this point in the week, our brains have turned to mush from just repeating all the same things and calling all these games. You get brain fatigue and get it all backwards. We're used to it, though. All we can do is laugh
about it.
That's
right. That's absolutely right.
We've learned that over the years.
Well, we got just a second. I want to make sure we give a big shout-out to Mike and the entire team there at KINY for running the board and making sure everything goes so smoothly. And, of course, a big shout-out to all of our sponsors who are bringing you today's game. Want to make sure that you stop into those businesses and spend a dollar or two and let them know you appreciate them bringing you Thunder Mountain Falcons and Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears basketball here on the radio.
So you get one more shot for Layla Tokuoka. And if she makes it, it could make it a one-possession game.
In there. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Still got 44 seconds to go. Free throw coming for Tokuoka on the way. Good. Full court pressure. Cambry Lockhart gets away from Tokuoka, and she fouls her. So Cambry Lockhart will now go to the line for a pair. She has not been to the free throw line yesterday, but she has done nothing wrong all day. Cambry has had herself a game today.
Oh, she's played fantastically so far. Just checking all the boxes.
First free throw on the way is good. As Hargraves comes back in for the Crimson Bears. Cambry Lockhart will be at the line for one more. Four-point lead for Thunder Mountain. 41 seconds to go in this one. Second free throw. No good. Tokuoka comes away with the rebound. Layla pushes it up the far side. Lost the handle. Got it back. Drives in the lane. Little teardrop runner. Good.
Tokuoka stepping up now. She's got six here in the fourth quarter. Juno within two.
Now Nizek fouls in the backcourt against Kaylin Baxter.
They're going to make a game of it.
They're going to make them earn it.
Kaylin now will go to the line. She's 2 of 3 from the free throw line here. Kaylin with 14 in the game.
And that one's good. Back to a three-point lead. Nizek comes in to rebound. Nadia Wilson goes over to talk to Coach Nizek. Second free throw on the way. Good. And a timeout by Andy Lee as Thunder Mountain has a four-point lead with 27.9 to go. Trying to hold off the rush of the Crimson Bears late. As we're just going to keep it right here. Don't want to miss any action. In a championship game like this, it gets late. We just stick right here. We've learned our lesson over the years. Yeah, the end of a game happened while we were still in commercial. That wasn't cool at all. We don't do that no more. 27.9 on the clock. 53-49. Thunder Mountain hanging on to that lead. They led 33-46 at the start of the fourth quarter. But Juno Douglas has come roaring back. Thunder Mountain only one field goal in the fourth.
Yeah, Juno just chipping away at it really slowly, and they've done a nice job moving the ball around. They got five ladies in the book here in the fourth quarter as they played pretty selflessly.
And I did say they needed some action from Tokuoka, and she's got 10.
Yeah,
they wanted to get this win.
And six here in the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah.
Big points for Layla. So 27.9 on the clock. It's going to be Crimson Bears ball in the backcourt. See what they've drawn up. They got girls that can shoot, so we'll see.
Inbound is to Nizek. One of the Baxters will pick her up. Kaylin. Gwen. Left side three on the way. Short. And knocked out of bounds off the Crimson Bears.
Oh, Myla, it looked like Gates was going to have it. Myla came in, looked like she might get a piece of it, and then she couldn't hang on. dribbled off her hands and out of bounds.
Lockhart to Trigger. Inbounded to Kaylin Baxter.
Going to be a two-on-one, but Baxter going to slow it down.
Are they going to foul or are they not? Yeah, finally they get the foul. 12.3 to go. And it's starting to look like Thunder Mountain is going to prevail here.
Nizek with her third foul. And Lockhart back to the line for another pair. Still a two-possession game. This isn't going to change it no matter what she does here, and she knocks that one down.
Dobson comes back in for Carendang. Five-point lead now for Thunder Mountain is. One more free throw coming for Cambry. On the way is good. 12.3. They get it into Wilson. Back to Tokuoka. Tokuoka brings it up. Little runner in the paint. No good. Rebound. Lockhart. And that will do it.
Who else?
11 rebounds for Cambry Lockhart at 5'2".
Oh, is it a jump ball? She got the rebound, and then they tied it up. And then...
Thunder Mountain ball. 3.2 to go. Inbound it to Baxter, and they foul.
That'll be Nizek's fourth.
Kara Baxter. And the Thunder are going to roll into the state tournament, or honestly, the Falcons are going to soar into the state tournament.
That's exactly right. Kara now will get a chance.
That's good.
Three-possession game now, and that will...
It's a distinct possibility all these players will be teammates next year. And that'll do it. Hargraves gets the rebound, and Thunder Mountain is your Region 5 4A Southeast champion in the girls' division as they celebrate out on the floor and go wild. As Russ and I will take 3 minutes and we'll come back and wrap it all up with a pretty little bow. Welcome back to a final wrap-up of this one as the Thunder Mountain Falcons cut down the net as they are the Region 5 Southeast champions in the ladies' division. And in the loss, leading the way for the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears was Gwen Nizek with 21 points. On three field goals, she had 5 3-pointers, 1 steal, 1 assist, and 5 defensive rebounds. And then 10.4 to Layla Tokuoka on 4 field goals, 2 for 3 from the foul line. She had 1 block shot, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 defensive rebounds. 8.4 Myla Hargraves on 3 field goals. She was 2 for 2 from the line. She had 1 block shot, 1 steal, and 5 rebounds, one of those offensive. 4.4 Raina Tuckwood on 1 3-pointer and 1 for 2 from the foul line. She had 2 steals, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds, one of them offensive. 4 points for Chloe Kasperson on 2 field goals. She had 5 rebounds, and one of those were offensive. And then 2 points for Nadia Wilson on 1 field goal, and she had 1 steal, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds. As Juno turned the ball over 18 times in the game, I had him with 23 defensive rebounds and 3 offensive rebounds.
And on the other side of the ball, leading the way today, we talked about it with Namer, our player of the game, Cambry Lockhart. 14 points, 3 of 4 from the free throw line with 1 3-pointer and 4 buckets from the field. Lockhart, in addition to 14 points, put up 5 steals, 1 assist, and 10 rebounds, 4 offensive, 6 defensive. So Cambry with a double-double today, and a great outing for Cambry in the Thunder Mountain win today. 12 points for Kaylin Baxter on a 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 4 buckets from the field. Kaylin also filling up the stat sheet with 1 block shot, 2 steals, 5 assists, and 7 rebounds, 4 of them offensive. 9 points for Kara Baxter on 5 of 10 from the free throw line. 2 buckets from the field for Kara. 1 steal, 2 assists, 2 offensive rebounds, and 2 defensive rebounds. Kara Strong with 8 points. A great showing for Kara today. with four buckets from the field, one block shot, one steal, and four rebounds, including one offensive and three defensive. And then 6 points for Jaya Karandang on 2 3-pointers. Jaya with 2 assists and 1 offensive rebound. 3 points for Mika Karandang on 1 3-pointer. Mika with 1 steal, 2 assists, and 1 defensive rebound. And then 2 points apiece for Jenna Dobson and Ashlyn Gates with buckets from the field. Gates with 2 defensive rebounds. And Jenna Dobson, just the points, no hustle stats today. And non-scorers that had hustle stats, I don't think we had any. Everybody in the book with some offense as well. Thunder Mountain, 12 of 19 from the free throw line. They had 4 3-pointers, 16 buckets from inside the arc, and 12 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds, and maybe kind of the difference maker, one of the difference makers for sure in the game, only 13 turnovers. 3 in the first half, 10 in the second, as that sort of put them up. The half, they led by 9, and the turnover margin there, part of that difference there. So Thunder Mountain now just coming back, high-fiving, big hugs and smiles on the side over there as they cut down the net here as Region 5 champions. And if the talk in Juneau is what it sounds like it may be, that may be the last time we see that here as the Thunder Mountain Falcons may not exist next year. It may just be one Juneau school, and that may be the last time that the Thunder Mountain Falcons is going to be named as the Region 5 champion here. So congratulations to the ladies for pulling that off here, and we'll wish them luck as they head to the state tournament in a week and a half. So anyway, we getting ready to have the boys' side. Same thing. We're going to do a repeat as Thunder Mountain Falcons taking on the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears here next. And we were going to take about a 15-minute break here while they do the warm-up, and then we'll come back, and we'll be bringing you the next game here in the second game of our doubleheader. So thanks for joining us again. Our final here, the Thunder Mountain Falcons 56, Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears 49, the Thunder Mountain Lady Falcons, your Region 5 4A Girls Champion.